So we're grateful that Mark and Joanne are back, and we're grateful for. Now Linda's the theme today is they're having a celebration of life of her sister, and it's going to be held at Capital City Country Club. It's from 2 to 6. It's just a drop-in thing. There's no service or something like that. So if you want to pay respects and just to encourage Linda, it's a drop-in type of thing. It's a Capital City Country Club. It's out, I don't know, Judy takes me there because I don't know, tell you how to find it. It's out somewhere
the
around
Gaines. The easiest place is to get the Magnolia at Monroe Street and go like the Fourth Porch at Latch Parkway. And it's like just past the first red line on the left. It's going to be a slow drive.
So you're all welcome to do that. And so it's from 2 to 6.
How is she?
She's hanging in there. It's been rough, but she's getting better. It's been a lot to handle with the last few months. It's been in the long drawn out thing before her brother finally died of cancer, and then she's recovering from that. And then Bingo Judy had an automobile accident and in a coma and all that, and then she eventually. The most beautiful thing about that is that. They've had Judy on life support. Now, she was somewhat conscious, and she was able to write notes and different things like that. But she did have a living will, and if you don't have a living will, get one. That way, nobody will make decisions for you. But she was conscious enough to know that she didn't think she wanted to live that way. So she told him, I want to be taken off the life support. And if she was taken off life support and she continued to grow and whatever, it would have been a wonderful thing. But in 8-10 hours, and she went home to be with the Lord. But it was the decision that she made on her own.
Yeah.
So as hard as that is, you have to. And she was aware enough to know that she didn't want to live like a vegetable in a machine. So anyhow, any other joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning, Linda? You're not in here, Sandra. I got my list, doesn't it?
I got a call from my cousin up in Cleveland yesterday. So she's all excited about me coming up for Labor Day weekend for the reunion, and she has the whole weekend planned for me.
Good.
She told me what the details were, and we're actually going to drive down to my sister's house the night before the reunion, so she can visit with my brother and my sister before the reunion. And then we'll go back to Cleveland, and she'll put me on a plane and send me home.
Keep you in prayer. That'd be great. Anybody else? Mr. Travis. Your granddaughter had a good birthday party this weekend. All right, Miss Judy.
Holly had her surgery Monday, and she did well. She is back at home, and they say within a week she'll be back in school. So she's doing really well, and we thank everybody for the prayers because it's kind of a little deal to begin with. And her mom said it took her a few days to get off all the medication they put her on while they were doing all the surgery, but she's doing really well. Thanks for this morning.
And when she's 17 years old, and she was born with this, but she never knew it, and they were able to go in and fix the valve or whatever the heart. It's fascinating what they can do today.
And my youngest brother, will have heart surgery on Wednesday.
Anybody else? Yes.
Yesterday, Stan and I went down to Panama City to see my mother-in-law and father-in-law. He just turned 83. On Wednesday, and I donated blood. My sister-in-law and her husband's the one that has pancreatic cancer, but she has the zebra cancer, and I can't say the name of it. But the symbol is a zebra, and it's a real long name. That she has to get checked. And it's Cindy and Steve Summer, and my mother-in-law said that they were high school sweethearts. They got married, and they've been together ever since. He retired from the Air Force, and then he was working as a traffic control in Atlanta. He's since had to retire, and she is his caregiver, and she is having a very difficult time.
Don and Tracy Bittner, also her dad's been living with them for the last 15 years, and it's really taken a toll on their families too, because her dad is starting to slip into some dementia, and so keep them in prayer as they try to, I don't know, it's hard. I know Janie and some other people with families with dementia, I know Travis did, and we have too. It's hard on a family to try to do what is right, to get care for folks that are going through that. So, Don and Tracy Bittner.